Wrangell Borough Assembly members say it's high time the government dedicated a position to trying to market the island to independent travelers. The Assembly unanimously supported the formation of a new Wrangell Marketing and Community Development Coordinator position at their January 10th meeting.
Well, and really the first thing that needs to happen is the development of tourism plan. Yeah. We do not have a tourism plan.
Carol Rushmore is Wrangell's Economic Development Director. The new position is part of a growing trend in Southeast Alaska as communities look to capitalize on the state's ever-growing tourism market. Juneau hired a tourism manager in 2021, and Ketchikan hopes to add its own in the coming months. The Assembly considered adding a staffer last year that would have been focused more narrowly on growing tourism, but ultimately decided to expand the role. Rushmore says while tourism to the 2,100-person island of Wrangell is one focus of the new position, it's also more broadly a marketing position for Wrangell itself.
And again, not just tourism, but that's a large component of it, but also the marketing and the promotion for the other industries and, for Wrangell in general, to create name recognition for Wrangell.
Rushmore says Wrangell has been doing just enough to get by, to solicit visitors to the community, but there's lots of room for improvement. And she says there are some misconceptions in town about what sort of marketing the borough wants to do.
The marketing portion for tourism is for the independent traveler. It has nothing to do with cruise ships. It's the transient tax budget, which is basically heads and beds. And so that's very important, I think, for the community to understand, because I think everybody thinks we're doing nothing but marketing to cruise lines, and that's not the case.
Rushmore noted that independent travelers who arrive by ferry or airplane spend more money and spend more significant time in the communities they visit than cruise ship tourists. Word of mouth from independent travelers like hunters, fishermen, and wildlife enthusiasts is really what builds the reputation of a small place like Wrangell, Rushmore said.
Tourism is changing so dramatically these days. With online marketing and how you do the tracking and the mechanisms for Google, I mean, it's getting to be very, very complex. But to be competitive, you have to be able to learn and do those things.
The new position will help track metrics like how visitors arrive, plane, ferry, yacht, as well as potentially develop and carry out summertime surveys of visitors. Rushmore says it will take time to establish a base of data about who visits Wrangell and why, but that will help build a long-term plan for maintaining and growing the island's small tourism market. An additional person in the Economic Development Department could also help solicit more specific engagement from travel writers and bloggers to gain name recognition and notoriety for Wrangell. The new position will also help better utilize Wrangell's travel branding, developed with federal pandemic relief money and unveiled in 2021. Much of the budget the new position will have to work with will come from Wrangell's transient tax fund, a 6% bed tax for local short-term lodgings like hotels and B&Bs. The money hasn't been touched much since the start of the pandemic.
Right now, the transient tax has extra money because of no money was spent over COVID. But again, that will be used up within probably 2 to 3 years max. And then you're back to only what transient tax has. So at that point, it really depends on how they develop the budget and what those marketing things are, which the CDB is working on that for this upcoming budget cycle.
Moving forward, Rushmore noted that marketing Wrangell could require a fairly large budget for the small community. Previously, the local Convention and Visitors Bureau has only participated in cooperative marketing, not gone out on its own.
We have had no videos, photos, things for marketing promotions, which is also a very expensive task to undertake. So for us to get it ramped up, $100,000. $100,000. Once you ramp it up and you're in and doing things for Wrangell, I mean, you could go up to $200,000 easy, depending on the time and the abilities of the individuals.
That doesn't include the position's salary. It's an increase from the current marketing budget, which Rushmore estimates is around $75,000. But since she's doing it all herself, she said she'll probably only use 2/3 of that budget this year. The new marketing and community development director position will make a salary of between $43,000 and $55,000 annually with benefits. The Assembly approved half a year's worth of salary and benefits for the position, with the budget cycle ending mid-year. Rushmore cautioned it could take a few years to really start to see results from the new position, as marketing and advertising can be set a couple of years in advance. But through metrics like website visits, ad view, and link clicks, as well as a potential increase in the borough's hotel tax, she says she hopes the community will start to see progress sooner. Mayor Patty Gilbert says she thinks the community's investment in tourism and marketing wrangle will pay dividends for years to come.
So I think this will move us forward. And it's marketing wrangle. So what could go wrong? Anybody see a downside? I don't. And I think we'll realize the impact from making these expenditures.
Rushmore says the borough hopes to start considering applications for the new position in mid-February. In Wrangell, I'm Sage Smiley.